This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis led a Palm Sunday service in St. Peter's Square the day after he was discharged from hospital following a severe bout of bronchitis. In his message to an estimated 30,000 worshipers, he urged the world to take better care of the poor, the lonely, and the infirm. Thousands of people waved palm and olive branches as the Pope was driven into the huge piazza, sitting in the back of a white, open-topped vehicle. He led the service in front of an ancient Egyptian obelisk there in the center of the square. The Vatican has said the Pope will take part in a full array of Easter events this week. It's one of the busiest periods of the church calendar, starting with Sunday's open-air Palm Sunday service. Weeks after a massive cyclone Freddy hit Mozambique for the second time, the still-flooded country is facing a spiraling cholera outbreak that threatens to add to the devastation. More than 19,000 cases of cholera have been confirmed across 8 of Mozambique's provinces as of March 27th, this according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. It's a figure which almost doubled in a week. Volunteers go from house to house distributing bottles of water purifier, but supplies are running low. Rural areas are also facing outbreaks of malaria and the threat of a missed harvest. India has extended restrictions on the export of diesel and gasoline, the government said in a notification, as New Delhi tries to ensure the availability of refined fuels for the domestic market. The government had imposed the curbs on gasoline and gas oil exports through Friday's end of the financial year. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi held talks with his Chinese counterpart Qin Gang on Sunday in Beijing, marking the first trip to China by a Japanese foreign minister in more than 3 years. The trip comes amid tensions between the two countries over issues such as an ongoing territorial spat over islands in the South China Sea and the recent detention in Beijing by Chinese authorities of a Japanese national who works for a pharmaceutical company. At a news conference, Hayashi told reporters he'd spoken with Qin about the detained Japanese citizen. He said, I made a protest against the recent new case of a detention of a Japanese person in Beijing and made a strong point of our position on the matter, including for the early release of this national. The visit comes a week after a spokesperson for Astellas Pharma said its employee had been detained in China for unknown reasons. Finns are casting ballots Sunday in a closely contested parliamentary election that could cost left-wing Prime Minister Sanna Marin power amid voter concern over the future of generous public services at a time of economic downturn. No party is seen as holding a decisive lead, and the election is likely to be followed by lengthy coalition talks, although whatever party wins on Sunday will have the first attempt at forming a government. Retired engineer Matti Valonen said he's a fan of the prime minister, but that she has seemed uneasy recently during debates.
He is like a rock star, as they say, but she has been very fairly nervous.
Partial results are expected late in the day on Sunday. Burkina Faso has expelled correspondents from the French newspaper Le Monde and Libération, according to those newspapers, on Sunday. It's the latest move the junta running the West African country has taken against French media. Libération said that it vigorously protests these absolutely unjustified expulsions. The paper suggested the expulsions were linked to an investigation it published earlier in the week. The story probed the circumstances behind a video in which children and adolescents were seen to be apparently executed in a military barracks. A government spokesman protested the story after it was published. Le Monde said it condemned what it called an arbitrary decision in the strongest terms and demanded the authorities rescind it. And Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen is visiting Guatemala. On Saturday, she visited the Mayan ruins at Tikal National Park. She was accompanied by the Guatemalan president and government officials from both countries. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.